Spend your afternoon with Relebogile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
8 minutes to 2 o'clock in our Belief Matters feature for today. We're going to talk about the significance of the colors used during Holi. And we are joined by Lokesh Maharaj, the head of the South African Hindu Mahasab Priest Council. Lokesh, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Lebo. Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure.
I'm sure you found our earlier conversation a little bit interesting, considering your background and the line of work you're in.
Yeah, I picked up the last bit, and I think it was about, I'm not sure whether it was about parents.
Oh, it was about us, if we had to choose the age we want to die, what would that look like? But I want to find out, chat to us, in Hinduism, what is Holi all about?
Okay, so you see, Hindu festivals in general are closely linked to the change in seasons. Holi is no exception. So in India at the moment, they are moving from winter into the spring season. Mm. Of course, it works the opposite in South Africa. We're moving from summer into autumn.
Mm. And of course, then for this year, it was celebrated on the 24th of March.
That's correct. So you see, the festivals generally coincide with change of season, because change of season means change in health. It affects the human body. And so festivals are an occasion to rededicate ourselves to the upliftment of the body, so to speak. So Holi is the start of the spring season. But it is also the last festival in the Hindu calendar. See, the Hindu calendar is lunar-based. It works on the phases of the moon.
Yes.
Unlike the Gregorian calendar, the new year for Hindus is exactly 15 days after the Holi celebration. So this year, on the 9th of April, Hindus throughout the world will be celebrating their new year.
Mm.
And so because Holi is the last festival on the Hindu calendar, it is celebrated with great pomp, and colors are very closely associated with the celebration of this festival.
So let's start with some of these colors. I mean, you've got red to begin with, which is quite prevalent and significant.
Yes. Okay, so red symbolizes love. Red symbolizes fertility. And in fact, the Holi festival is very closely linked to the love between Sri Krishna and Srimati Radha Rani. So they are regarded by many Hindus as gods. But there are also stories that Sri Krishna and Srimati Radha Rani actually traversed this earth in a place called Vrindavan in India. And the love that existed between them was beyond the physical. It was a spiritual love. So Holi is also linked to this love that existed between the two of them. And so therefore, red is closely associated with the Holi festival. And so Hindus smear their faces of their loved ones with this red paste to express their love, in the same way that there was the spiritual love between Krishna and Radha.
So when we look at green, what does that signify, particularly now in spring?
Well, green signifies, it holds the essence of energy. It holds the essence of new beginnings, harvest, and hope in Hindu culture. So you know, moving into spring, people are moving from the kind of dull wintry season to a spring season. So green symbolizes a revitalization of the energies. It is a vibrant color that is closely linked to the lively season of spring. It coincides with the joyful celebration of Holi. And so green has the symbolism of new beginnings.
And what I absolutely love about what you've explained so far, it's like, but you know, red being love is such a universal thing. It doesn't have to be a person believing in Hinduism, for example. That is something that we all understand. So let's talk about yellow.
Okay, so yellow again is a sacred color for Hindus, but I'm sure for many. It carries the meanings of sunshine and happiness. So, you know, sunshine is about energy. It's about positivity. And so, you know, Holi is a celebration of the victory over evil. It is a joyful event. And so therefore, yellow is closely linked to this joy. We know that from modern-day psychology, color therapy is used in the treatment of patients. So patients who are undergoing depression, for example, are asked to wear bright colors, colors like yellow, red, because it has an impact on their mental makeup. Mm. And so like that, yellow is used during this festival to bring about joy, to bring about happiness in our lives.
So if then we look at our final color, orange, what is the significance of that?
You see, again, orange is closely linked to spirituality. It's closely linked to happiness. You know, the saffron color or the orange color is actually the kind of stable, is the color of Hindus. So when Hindus, for example, plant a flag, the flag will generally be of orange color because, again, it stands for the spirituality. It stands for spiritual upliftment. And so orange is also therefore closely linked to this festival of Holi.
I think this is absolutely fantastic with all that you have shared so far. So if you want to know more about Holi, you can also search Festival of Colors if you were ever wondering what all these colors represent in Hinduism. There are many more. Send us an email, 702afternoons@702.co.za, if you have a question for our Belief Matters feature. Thank you, Lokesh.